Arya could not help looking over her shoulder, wondering when the gold cloaks would catch them. At night, she woke at every noise to grab for Needle's hilt. They never made camp without putting out sentries now, but Arya did not trust them, especially the orphan boys. They might have done well enough in the alleys of King's Landing, but out here they were lost. When she was being quiet as a shadow, she could sneak past all of them, flitting out by starlight to make her water in the woods where no one would see. Once when Lummy Greenhands had the watch, she shimmied up an oak and moved from tree to tree until she was right above his head, and he never saw a thing. She would have jumped down on top of him, but she knew his scream would wake the whole camp, and Yoren might take a stick to her again. Lummy and the other orphans all treated the bull like someone special now, because the queen wanted his head, though he would have none of it.
"I never did nothing to no queen," he said angrily. "I did my work, is all. Bellows and tongs and fetch and carry. I was supposed to be an armourer, and one day Master Mutt says I got to join the nice watch. That's all I know."
Then he'd go off to polish his helm. It was a beautiful helm, rounded and curved, with a slit visor and two great metal bull's horns.